League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, Karen. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713. I wanted to bring that up, what Elliot brought up. I'm watching the videos of these people over this past week, and the Washington fans just trying to leave. Just so they want to go to a game. They want to enjoy it, and these people are being the biggest a-holes. I mean, you know what? Screw you, Philadelphia. We gotta throw snowballs at Santa Claus. We gotta keep up our reputation. You what? Being an a-hole? That's a reputation you want? Screw you, people. You know what? Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs. Go. I'm rooting for them.
What?
Even
has
though
happened?
Jalen, I'm gonna root for Jalen though.
You want Jalen to have a big game, but for the Eagles to still lose?
Yes, I do. I want the Eagles to. I want them to suffer. I hope it's a last minute loss for them.
You mean like so last they suffer. Time?
Huh?
You mean like the last time?
Yeah, right. Okay. Just at the very end. But Jalen doesn't fumble this time. Make it Saquon, because he deserves it, because he went to Penn State. Nah, I don't care. I don't care about Penn State. I know. Oh, my God, Lance, they captured you doing that. I knew it. Dustin. They captured you playing the slot tournament.
Well, he's not here.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Look, where did
just
he go?
Just look at the screen. I don't know.
Houston radio host and ESPN preeminent draft expert Lance Zierlein calls for headline writers to be deported. Our story. And then they're showing him what doing that the thing. That's bad. That's not good. That's so funny. All right, let's bring Gilbert in here. Gilbert's on the line. What's going on with Gilbert today? What's going on, Gilbert? Yeah, anyway. Hello, gentlemen. I don't get a hello, gentlemen. I got nothing.
Nothing.
Dell?
Yes.
Oh, well. I guess Gilbert's not there. Did Patrick Mahomes play Darlene on Roseanne? Is that true?
No. I mean, I saw the picture that we got, Sid. It's an odd resemblance. I'm not going to lie. But no, I don't believe he. I think that Sarah Gilbert played that role.
Does Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah.
Wasn't she on Little House on the Prairie?
I can't speak to that. I don't remember that show. But he does look like her in certain angles.
That was Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah, Melissa Gilbert. It's not great for Patrick Mahomes.
No. That he looks like Darlene. No, it's not. Did you see Dylan Raiola in the locker room?
Yeah, I don't know about this kid. I don't know if I can believe this cosplay kid's going to turn into anything. He got to find your own identity. Kobe
He's
did
got
it.
An identity. It's Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Kobe did it with Jordan. Kobe worked out as far as a player.
Yeah.
But I don't know Dylan Raiola. Right. Kobe didn't wear Jordan's number. He did the fist pump. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. He's going to have to explain himself.
There's a huge difference between, you know, wanting to emulate somebody and some of their mannerisms and literally being like that movie Single White Female, where you're literally trying to copy them completely and be them. Dylan Raiola is trying to be Patrick Mahomes, the way he walks, to pattern your walk after, and you can't even, sometimes you can't even tell the difference between the two. when he's in his Nebraska uniform, he's a little smaller than Mahomes, but man, everything about him is like a complete obsession.
Yeah, he is. It was, and he was in the locker room, and some people were mistaking him for Mahomes, and it's just embarrassing. I mean, get your own. I mean, really, you want to be that bad? You want to be that guy?
Does that mean he looks like the girl from Roseanne?
Yes, he's okay. Darlene.
Dylan Rayola looks like Darlene.
He looks like Darlene. Yeah, yeah. I looked a lot like Ralph Macchio from when I was young, but I didn't do the leg kick. I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that. No.
Did you ever go into a bathroom where some of the other gangs were rolling joints in the stall and then take a water hose and pour water all over them just to start a fight with them for no reason at all?
I didn't. No, I never did that.
Macchio did that.
Yeah.
Daniel LaRusso was a problem.
He actually, that video of who the real a-hole in that movie was, it was Daniel. Daniel's son.
I'll admit, the first time on the beach, you know, hey, it didn't go Daniel's way. He didn't know he was messing around with the bully's ex-girlfriend. You know, that'll happen. After that, he courted everything he got. Then Mr. Miyagi made him go into the dojo. Like, everything he did was just starting smoke. Daniel Russo started. He just wanted all the smoke all the time, and that's what he got, including getting his legs. He almost got put in a body bag, and he got his legs swept. Like, the crane kick in real life would have got his ass kicked. You know, you're lucky there was this whole story could have been where he just gets beaten unconscious and ends up in a hospital. That's how. Right. That's how Karate Kid should have gone.
I was rooting for those guys, the bad guys, because Daniel was a jerk. He was just being a jerk the whole time.
I didn't root for the bad guys, but now I just see. Let's just say I see it differently.
Yeah,
Well, you know what? These guys aren't great guys. I'll say the Cobra Kai's not a bunch of good guys, but I also realize. The Cobra Kai had a really bad guy in their dojo, their master, whatever they call him.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Yeah, he wasn't the best guy, so it wasn't all on the Cobra Kai. Now I realize that, and now I also realize that, you know, Daniel Russo should have just backed out of that whole thing. There was really no reason to start all that.
Well, this is a good point. Elizabeth Shue set him up. I do that same thing for a slice of that. Elizabeth Shue was.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shue, yeah. She was.
She had a run.
She had a great run there.
She had a little run where it was like that and leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You remember leaving Las Vegas where she was the prostitute and Nicolas Cage? If you've never seen Leaving Las Vegas, you really should watch it. It's depressing. He's depressed and he's just going to literally, he's decided he's going to drink himself to death.
Which and is so not a problem. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Well, he goes in a shopping cart full of alcohol and his whole thing. And then he kind of falls in love with, you know, a hooker with the heart of gold, obviously. And but it's too late. Like, you think, oh, she's the one who's going to pull him out of it. That's too late. He's already down that rabbit hole. He's going
to
get tortured.
Yeah. I mean, but you get to look at there, you get to look at a little. And you would think Elizabeth Shue could make you stop drinking like that. But no, apparently not. I mean.
And isn't she the one with the babysitter movie? Where she's a babysitter and her kids almost get murdered or something, but it's a feel good story from the. Dale, you know what I'm talking about, since you know
a feel good slasher story.
No. It's like a
the slasher with a heart of gold. No.
No. It's
Adventures
like,
in Babysitting.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
And she was the babysitter.
Yes.
And she had to save the kids.
But it goes crazy. Like the kids, turns into some kind of wild thing. Yeah, Elizabeth Shue had a little run, but
Cocktail.
I don't blame Ralph Macchio. I don't blame him for that. But do you really have to get a water hose and spray water all over them as when they're skeletons?
Cocktail Elizabeth Shue might have been her peak. That was fantastic.
I didn't watch Cocktail.
You
just
didn't?
Decided I'm on that.
Oh man, so Tom Cruise could pour a drink
Tom
now.
Tom Cruise pouring a drink for what? Who for who? Why do I?
Tom Cruise could be a superhero as a bartender. That's how good Tom Cruise was.
I don't okay? care.
Five a bartender two, superhero.
5'2" okay? superhero. Beat it.
Okay, that's
short
okay.
Game, beat it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even know what a superhero is until a bartender turns into
I know one. A superhero ain't 5'2" shaking drinks.
Well, yeah. You never
Look
saw
at this on the
You
Twitch.
Never seen him spin the bottles and flip them behind his back? I mean,
big
come
deal.
On.
Look at this. I can do it too.
Uh-oh. Watch what you're doing. Hey, have you gone to your mentions lately?
Big deal.
Hey, you've gone to your mentions lately?
No.
Go to your mentions.
I'm not going to.
Look at yourself.
I'm not going to.
It's pretty good. It's better than you laying on your bed sick. This one is even better.
No, okay? There's no way.
Yeah, or you're just showing your choo-choo like you did with Cardi B.
No, that was Cardi B showing it.
Well, yeah, right. But this
I mean,
one,
yeah, I was playing the role of Cardi B.
Right. Well, this one's even better. Okay, Dustin and Sources has captured you. Playing a slot tournament, okay?
And oh boy, that's not great. I'll have to hit refresh. I can't see it. By the way, you're cheering for the bad guys. Somebody in Twitch said they're cheering for the refs now in Super Bowl.
Cheering for the refs?
Cheering for the bad guys, man. You cheer for the refs in a Chiefs game? You are the ultimate bad guy.
Yep. All right, we got to break it. You got to talk about Craig the Surf. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
Yeah, let's talk about Craig the Surf. Oh, that's a terrible video. That's a terrible video. Is that what it looked like on there?
That's what it looked like. That's why I said it.
I
when
feel
you were
like
doing
it didn't
it.
Look like that. I feel like you could see I was clearly. I feel like he did something to that video. But
no,
anyway.
He didn't do anything. That was you.
Wow. That's terrible. Delete that or I'm suing you and you're getting tased. It's out there. That's an FCC violation. Let's talk about Craig the Surf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Customer service that's beyond anything that you've ever experienced. They bring cars out to you, paperwork out to you here in Houston if you have to have that happen. Now, most people like to head on out to Angleton and they go through the paperwork there. And they, you know, and then they drive it out. But if you're so busy that you can't make it out and you say, I got to have a new vehicle. This is too good a price. This is too good a finance rate. This is too much of a trade-in value. I can't pass up on this. And, you know, whether it's a Buick, a GMC or a Chevy and you make a deal with them and you end up getting the vehicle. I mean, if you're too busy to come in town, their customer service is so good that they bring the car out to you. I mean, they don't love doing it on a regular basis, but it's just what Craig the Surf does. He says, hey, I want to make sure that all my people that purchase vehicles are happy. We want to make sure you come back for a second vehicle. We want to make sure that you tell your friends and family members. And it's not hard to tell them when you have a good experience. A lot of people have bad experiences at car dealerships. This is a great experience that you're going to have. Purchase, lease, finance rates, interior and exterior that you're looking for, a service department that is out of this world, and then trade-in value that is unmatched. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton, ChevyBuickGMC.com.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Send them to hang out with us. What happened at the Senior Bowl yesterday?
Well, Jalen Milroe continued his outstanding work. Of looking for a fourth round.
So where does he have to play now? He's got to move positions, right?
No, they'll try him at quarterback. But, I mean, let's just be real. He has tiny hands, fumbles a lot. His hands are under 9 inches, which are very small for a quarterback. It matches up with all his fumbles. He
threw
bad
eight straight incompletions. He threw incompletions against air.
No, it wasn't against air. It's those are one-on-ones. Like, I saw some of those. That's kind of a bull crap thing. You're throwing one-on-ones. Those DBs are allowed to maul and grab. They throw penalties out there. They have refs who throw penalties, but it doesn't matter. Some of those are very hard bucket throws. Like, and there were some that were terrible. Those one-on-ones
I'm watching a highlight of them. He guy goes out on a dig route, and he bounced it in.
Some of them are like that, yes. Some of them are like that, but those deep balls, one-on-one shots, those are extremely hard to – I don't care about those. That eight straight incompletions thing was – that's kind of a clickbaity thing too. What bothers me more is he can't make a regular throw. The out route where he throws over the wide receiver's head, where he bounces, the one that you're talking about, is one of the most egregious throws that I've seen at the Senior Bowl. He's just like what he is on tape. He's not accurate. He's not an NFL quarterback. He's actually – it's going to make people's peepees hurt. But the fact is he's got a better chance to impact the game as a running back or a receiver. Like, as a quarterback, best possible case scenario is he gets package plays where you utilize him on zone read stuff. Where he's most dangerous is not from the pocket, throwing from the pocket. It's with the ball in his hands outside of the pocket. So if you're smart, you utilize him in that way. If you want to do it as a quarterback, that's fine. Do it as a quarterback. But if you think you're going to start Jalen Milroe and beat people with your passing, that's an impossibility. And the difference between him and Jalen Hurts, first of all, he's a much more explosive runner. Jalen Hurts coming out could really throw the ball. Like, he could spin it. And Jalen was not wildly inaccurate. He just didn't throw with anticipation and kind of had a longer windup. But Jalen had passing capabilities. He was just a little inconsistent. Jalen Milroe has a strong arm, but that's about it. Like, he is not consistent in any other way. Does not have a repeatable throwing process. Is not an accurate A to B thrower on standard throws, but he is a monster when he's outside the pocket with the ball in his hands. So if you want to just try to fight against type and you want to fight against stereotype or whatever, that's fine. Do that. But Jalen Milroe's best chance in the NFL is to have the ball in his hands, making plays with his legs. So whether you want to do that as a backup quarterback, as a packaged quarterback, as a running back, as a receiver, as a Taysom Hill, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if he was a Taysom Hill type who could do multiple things. That's actually a compliment.
You actually bring up a pretty good – I mean, it's ridiculous, but there is going to be the issue of the race issue involved in this thing. There are plenty – Hines Ward was a quarterback. You know what? He went to receiver because he was better there. By the way, big ups to Hines Ward. He's a citizen now of the United States of America, so congratulations.
Julian Edelman.
I mean, it's guy after guy after guy.
Antoine, you know what? Randall, the great Braxton Miller.
Uh-huh. I mean, well, that didn't really work out. But no, you know what? The facts are the facts. The dude can't throw. And in the NFL, you got to be able to throw. And he just can't, and he's bad at it. He's bad at that whole throwing the football thing, which is kind of a big deal when you're trying to play quarterback.
And so, Jalen can beat. And Jalen has games where he can beat you throwing the football. Like, is he one of the premier passers? No, he is not. But can he beat you? Yeah, Jalen has games where he can beat you throwing the football. Jalen Milroe can. So he was bad. So he was really bad with deep ball throws this year, but he was much better last year. Man, this year's tape was so rough. At the end of the year, it was terrible. I mean, it was really bad at the end of the year. No quarterbacks look good. It's rare. I was talking to somebody from the Bills yesterday, and I said, when's the last time? Well, it was Matt Bazergan. He used to be with the Texans. I said, when's the last time? Like, who are the quarterbacks who have ever looked good at the Senior Bowl? And another guy from the Bills was standing there. And we all remembered that Justin Herbert was good at the Senior Bowl. Bo Nix was bad last year, didn't look good, hurt himself. Well, I thought he hurt himself. He didn't actually end up hurting himself. But Bo Nix wasn't good. Justin Herbert was good. Carson Wentz was pretty good. But there is a very small list of quarterbacks who actually perform well at Senior Bowl. So it's not unusual. But, I mean, Milroe is coming off of a bad second half of the season. And he's fought a bad bowl game and now a bad Senior Bowl. Like, the momentum is over.
Yeah, no. He got him. Well, anything else?
DeMar Stewart, Texas A&M's defensive end, looks like a Greek god, has incredible athletic ability. 1.5
sacks. You were breaking up. Who'd you say?
Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M defensive end number four. He looks the part. Like, he's literally a Greek god. He's 6'5", 281 pounds, long arms, chiseled. But he's an unbelievable athlete. He had 1.5 sacks last year. He just doesn't get sacks somehow. And yet, when you watch him, you don't understand how. Like, I'm not sure how he doesn't have more sacks. But he had a rep yesterday where Emory Jones from LSU, beat Emory Jones bad. Stripped the ball, which would have been a sack, but he stripped the ball from the quarterback. And then he goes, don't F with me. I'm him. The next rep, he ends up on the ground, and Emory Jones is standing over him. Like, it was a very contentious rep. Then Baron Sorrell, at the end of practice, they always do a matchup like, all right, we're going to match up good on good. Everyone gathers around. The offense is cheering for the offense, the defense with the defense. So Baron Sorrell, defensive end for Texas, who is like one of the most steady players on tape that you'll see, he's matched up against LSU's Emory Jones as well. And so Baron Sorrell gives him the absolute blues on the first rep, like beats the brakes off of Emory. Oh, my God, the defense goes bananas. They are going bananas and just giving it to the offensive players. It almost feels like there's about to be a fight. So then they say, run it back. So now Emory Jones' turn. So Emory Jones has a great rep and stones Baron Sorrell, keeps him from getting to the pocket. The defense flies all over the place. They're all freaking out, getting in the offense's face. Run it back for a third one, and Baron Jones basically gets the best of them. Emory Jones, gets the best of them on the third one as well. So these good-on-good matchups are a lot of fun to watch. But Shamar Stewart did flash. He's going to go high. Despite the fact he doesn't have great production, you don't see guys who look and move like him very often, so he's a traits guy that will get drafted higher than the tape probably says he should.
Not
he's made himself some money.
You're breaking up. You got to recalibrate and then we'll come back. Let's do Coors here, and you got to fix that. Your sound. I'm going to talk about Coors Light here. I want to talk about Cold, Clean, Crisp, and Refreshing. I want to talk about how good I feel about my Coors Lights. I mean, I feel good about myself, and I feel good about my Coors Lights. I mean, I just want you to know that, everybody. I want you to know that when I'm doing something, I'm trying to enjoy something. Like, I'm going to try and enjoy the big game, and you know what I'm going to do it with? I'm going to do it with Coors Lights, because that's just how I roll, and I want you to do the same. I want to make sure that you have Coors Lights on hand for your buddies when they come over. If you're having a big game party and you don't have Coors Lights there, then you're not doing it right, okay? Because your boys want Coors Lights. They don't want some other crappy light beer. Don't want that. Don't want IPAs. Don't want motor oil. Sorry, don't want that. They want cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Everybody needs to be refreshed for the big game, okay? The big game is kind of a big deal, and we need everybody to be refreshed with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. This big game. Make it a Coors Light.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Cliff Kingsbury and Mike McCarthy both told the Saints they don't want that job. Mike McCarthy says he's going to take a year off. Cliff says, I'm going to stay in Washington another year. I got it good over here. I think I'll just stay here. Don't need that in my life. Lance, do you know the last time the Saints drafted a quarterback in the first round?
Drew Brees, golly. They got Brees in like 06, something like that. 05,
no, well,
06.
Drew, they didn't draft Drew Brees.
What I'm saying is Brees was their quarterback forever, and they haven't drafted one since then. So, my guess is it's sometime in the 90s.
It would be 1971.
What?
Archie Manning.
Archie Manning.
Archie Manning. was the first was the last time the Saints took a first-round quarterback.
54 years since they've had a first-round quarterback.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's not putting a lot of effort into the position. And it's the most important position in all the sports. It's the toughest to get. And they haven't had a first-rounder since 71. Wow. Not even that 83 draft did they go after one with 12 first-rounders or whatever it was, seven first-rounders. I mean, talk about. Come on, Saints, pick it up. Pick up your game, your drafting game. Who's here? Willie wants to get in. He wants to talk about NFL quarterbacks. Hey, Willie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Ever since 21, I've been betting on NFL quarterbacks with my bookie that Lance I've been fading Lance because in March of that year, when Watson got they said they weren't going to indict him, he came on the radio the next week and he said that Jalen Hurts wasn't. He went 9-7, but he's not the answer, and that Houston should trade him to Philadelphia for three picks. So I've been fading him ever since, and especially with Caleb Williams and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields this year.
Was I backing Caleb Williams and Justin Fields this year?
Well, with Justin, okay. You said Justin Fields was never going to be good. And
Justin Fields lost his job, but Justin Fields, I didn't say. I thought Justin Fields should have hung on to his. I thought you were saying that because I said Justin Fields should have still been the starter instead of Russell Wilson. That's actually what I said, Willie.
Well, actually, I had my best year ever, and I want to thank you. And last year, I lost it all on.
All of these are lies. These are all lies. You're not making any bets. This is just the phone call you wanted to. This is your black quarterback call. We know. I know. And then Lance said Justin Fields. I can't believe you just tried to use Justin Fields as. Like, you tried to use Justin Fields, who lost his job as representative of. You kicked major ass in gambling. Like, they weren't even covering. You were just playing money line?
On different quarterbacks, I betted different things. See, like, last year, with Justin Fields, Chicago won seven games. You said that Williams, he was a better passer. So, I faded Williams. They only won five games. And
they actually covered more than that, though. So, are you betting point spreads?
I bet everything. I bet teaser parlays. Totals.
Yeah.
Wins. Sure. I don't bet but $5 here and there. But I had a good year.
You had a big year, though. Had a big year fading Lance. I like it, Willie. I like it.
So
everybody
Bears,
out there, whatever Lance says.
So the Bears, just so you know, Willie, when you were betting against the Bears whole year, you were 7-7-2. They had a 7-7-2 spread record. So you must have really raked it in.
Willie faded you.
You thought you were putting in work using their record, but the reality is their spread record, they were 500. So you lost money.
Willie crushed it because of you, okay? Crushed it.
I know. Let's see what Justin Fields' spread record was.
Justin Fields against the
spread
was
awesome. I already knew when Willie
caught
him. I'm like, let's see what lies are coming up now. Here comes lying-ass Willie.
Tell, this sounds like we got to get the volcano ready, okay?
No, I'm not mad. It's just like it's so blatantly.
Willie's fading you. Tell, so do you fade Lance bad. Every time he says something?
Right, I try to generally ignore him, but I would fade him. He's always wrong, according to Willie.
No doubt. No doubt spread. Let's see, did they win this?
What other awful wrong opinions did you have about quarterbacks?
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, you just covered all the black quarterbacks.
Justin Fields covered his first three.
I'm glad you're going on a deep dive right now.
You see? Willie was right. Willie
faded
you.
Now, wait a minute. Then he lost his next two. Then he won. I think he won that one. I can't remember if Justin was still there.
4-2. See, crushed Willie, it. Best season ever.
Willie actually did end up making.
You called him lying-ass Willie.
Yeah, why did you call him a liar?
Because he's lying. Because he's lying.
Apparently not.
He's like, I've been betting against everything, Lance.
Since 21. This has been going on for a while for Willie.
Gary and Willie both.
Willie's been making calls for years. I think Willie's the one at 6'10 who said I was a racist because I had a Mexican wife. I think he was the one at 6'10 that said that. He goes, Lance is a racist. But, and I said, I got a Mexican wife. He goes, that makes you more racist.
It kind of does. I can see the logic there.
I can't fade that. If Willie thinks that.
Just because you married a Mexican woman doesn't mean you're not a racist.
Doesn't mean you're not racist.
I know. No, it's 100% accurate. I mean, you heard what I said about Jalen Milroe earlier. But
disrespectful.
And really what makes me the most racist is I actually had a good draft grade on Justin Fields, and I feel like a fool now for that. But, of course, I had Mac. Now,
whatever. That's your version of I've got a black friend too. I rated Justin.
Okay,
Fields
then how
high.
Do you how do you explain this, Del? Okay. How do you explain my low grades on Daniel Jones, Mac Jones? Maybe it's just because I'm the preeminent draft expert.
Possibly.
Oh, Drake,
Daniel Jones,
Drake
Mac
May.
Jones, Will Levis. All these sucker.
Well, that's
suckers.
Obvious. Those guys were never going to be good.
They're not obvious.
It was
obvious. If you're really about that life, you would have given them high grades.
No, you don't give them high grades. You know those guys weren't good. Yeah. That's obvious.
You got to put – listen, just you hide it to all – you know, your low grades for the black quarterbacks by putting some low grades for white quarterbacks in there.
I hate that you figured that out.
You didn't trick us.
Yeah, I know. I thought I had masked it. Oh, I didn't even know my camera wasn't on, but – yeah, I thought I had fooled you guys with that move.
Nope, not
see,
us.
That's what you
do. Too smart.
You throw the chum in the water like this bad Quinn Ewers quarterback, rah, 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 and then I get a hammer Jalen Milroe. But see, now you guys have figured it out.
Like, see through your
the
games.
Really good quarterbacks, I try and fade them
right.
by tricking you with a white Trick. Quarterback that I said, this guy can't play. I mean, okay, they're not very good, but it is a way for me to mask it. I wish Willie wouldn't have figured me out. And now John figured me out.
Willie, call tomorrow. Willie, call tomorrow.
Willie's no Gary.
Maybe Gary could call too.
At least Willie is using your racism to make money.
Yeah. Now yes. I would. Now that's actually. Yes. That's actually. That's admirable. It's commendable.
Yes. I mean, hey, if you could be an income source.
He's not saying my racism. He's saying my inability. He never said that. What he said is my inability to. Now, I did happen to be black quarterbacks.
See.
But he said my inability. No, and Caleb Williams, I said, actually, I take it back. I said Caleb Williams would be a better passer, so he wins Caleb. So Dell, stop misconstruing. He said I can't. He said I'm bad at analyzing.
So you're not a racist. You're just bad at your job.
I'm bad at analyzing quarterbacks, and he might
That's
be
all.
Right. He might be right.
With a touch of racism.
Just a touch. A touch of racism.
Well, he actually never said that.
This is my favorite. Anybody else fading Lance?
The fact that he got Lance to go look back at the numbers of Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
It starts.
On the air.
He goes, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, well, let me see. Oh, Bears are 7-7-2.
If someone did that to John, okay, John, like, yes. Whatever, I don't care. Lance is digging into the numbers to figure out if Willie's right or not.
Well, I mean, if he's accurate, he's accurate. I can't listen. All I care about is accuracy. And if Willie's
like
accurate, then he's accurate. If he made money off
like
of him, that's fine.
I do kind of like you called him lying ass Willie. I do kind of like
that. Well, because Willie isn't afraid to tell stories on people.
We got a break. You got to talk about John. Maybe if Willie sues you, you got John Daspit behind you.
Well, Willie's got an opinion, and that's fine. If he made money, he made money. That's fine. John Daspit's going to make sure that you don't come out of your pocket when you're injured and you've got hospital bills piling up. You know, people have car wrecks all the time, and they got to take you've been in an ambulance. You ever see how expensive an ambulance is? You've been in a car wreck, and you need to have an ambulance, or God forbid you're in a bad one, or somebody that, you know, a friend or family member is in a bad one, and you're teleported to the hospital. I mean, my gosh, the money that is going to be due on the bills is substantial. And then you have hospital stay, surgeries, x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs. I mean, that thing can get into the hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time you're out of it, and sometimes even more. Well, when those bills come due, that's not, hey, that ain't you. John Daft is going to make sure that not only does not a penny come out of your pocket at any point, he's going to make sure that your physical therapy, that your pain and suffering, everything is going to be properly compensated for, because you didn't ask to be in that accident. You didn't ask for that injury. And he's going to make sure that you are going to be compensated for all the difficulties that you have to go through. And in many cases, unfortunately, that's still going to leave you with physical disabilities that you're just going to have to get through. So John Daspit understands that. He's going to make sure that he fights for every client as hard as he possibly can. And that's why you got to have this number on standby. 713, call now. You never know when you're going to need them, but you need to know John Daspit. 713, call now, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Your home for Texas A&M Athletics, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.